I was eating junk. I had just had two children back to back.
I used to not be able to get on the ground.
I never, ever daily exercised.
Before, if I'd get down, I'd need a chair or something to help me get back up.
I was 84 pounds heavier at one time.
I was always a big dude, but I couldn't move around.
That all changed when they met Diamond Dallas Page.
I started doing yoga, man. I started doing a thing called DDP yoga. It's not your mama's yoga.
WCW heavyweight champion, known for his signature move, the Diamond Cutter.
Diamond Cutter!
Took what he learned recovering from an injury and years in the ring and created DDP yoga. This time,
it's your time. Working out combined with the eating habits, it was a huge difference. I felt so much better.
It's a lot of fun for me because I never used to be able to be active. Now I'm on the floor, I'm rolling around. It's pretty cool. More than importantly, I just want to be alive. I'm down about 110 pounds.
DDP yoga can work for anyone.
Bang!
DDP.
DDP.
Radio.
High five.
Hello, my fellow DDP Yoga Warriors. What is up? It is Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which means we're debuting a brand new episode of DDP Radio right here at ddpradio.com. It's going to be a really fun show tonight, so you're going to want to stick around. We got a couple surprises in store, a couple key guests. But before we get started, I got to let you know that our motherly figure of the group, the one who babysits Robert and I and makes sure we keep everything under control, Stacey Morris, is off tonight. She is down in the Sunshine State of Florida enjoying the rays while all of you in New England are dealing with the snow and freezing cold weather. So Stacey is off tonight. We hope she's having a lovely time. And, of course, I couldn't be so lucky to have this guy take a night off, but he is the Tipper Gore to my D. Snyder, running the controls of the DDP Radio rocket ship, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Robert McLaren. How are you, man?
Man, that was a very deep reference there. That really was. You got to pat yourself on the back for that one.
Yeah, I'm doing
good, man. You know, we're keep doing our thing.
Cool. Yeah, absolutely. And we have a fun show, and we got someone joining us. Of course, you know him, Stevie Richards, former WWE, ECW, WCW star, and of course, we can now claim him as our own. A DDP Yoga Warrior is going to be joining us in just a few minutes. He's running a little late. But I'm going to bring him right on. We have a lot to talk about tonight, so I'm just going to bring him right on and skip all the nonsense, skip all the chit-chat. First off, I want to introduce my boy. He is one of the coolest son of a bitch I've ever met in my life. And he's got a wife that is so brilliantly, like friendly and nice, and I had one of the best times of my life dealing with them. In Mexico, all the way from the UK. He's down at the UK, the DDP Yoga Performance Center, down in Smyrna, Georgia right now. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Hayden, hello.
Hello. Thank you.
Hey, what's going on, brother?
Incredible, incredible introduction.
I love to hear your accent. Now, I'm just going to fill you in on Hayden. Hayden's been a DDP Yoga Warrior for quite a while now. He's an amazing drummer, and you're a certified instructor as well, right?
Correct.
All right, and he's from the UK, and he came down to the DDP Yoga Retreat a couple of years ago, and it was right after their wedding. It was right after their honeymoon, actually.
It was a honeymoon, yes,
him and his lovely wife, Laura, and spending time with them, and we have an amazing time at the DDP Yoga Retreat, and we'll hit all that later. But Hayden is one of the most fun, like genuinely cool people I know in the DDP Yoga community, and I genuinely like you, so thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks, Mike. That's awesome.
And I'll tell you that Mike is actually in physical pain for saying something nice about anyone.
I can feel him bleeding.
Yeah,
pain.
I've got the Tylenol bottle right in front of me. So, and of course, we have another guest today who. I mean, if you're in the DDP Yoga community and you've been here for more than 2 minutes, you know who she is. She started out just a regular, plain old DDP Yoga, regular user, regular DDP Yoga warrior, and she kind of kicked ass a little bit, and kicked ass a lot of it. And she moved her way up the ranks, and now she is working full-time for DDP Yoga at the DDP Yoga Performance Center. And she has probably the most pretty family in the entire Georgia region. Her and her good-looking husband, Ronnie, and a good-looking child, Matt.
What did you almost say there? I'm just curious.
What? No, I'm serious. Like, they have like a Gap catalog family, and I'm just going to introduce you now and skip all the BS, but they are adding another chapter to their good-looking family and the good-looking population of Georgia. Christina Russell, hello.
Hello. Thank you for having me. Wow.
I always give Ronnie a hard time when he posts those family pictures. I'm like, seriously, you have to rub it into us like ugly folk? Like, oh, look at me and my good-looking family over there?
You're ridiculous, Michael.
And we've let me interrupt you here. Because Christina's wife, so that's why I stopped you there. But we've got Stevie on the line with us now.
Oh, okay, awesome. Well, of course you know this guy. If you're a DDP Yoga Warrior wrestling fan, he's actually having a hell of a run right now down the Ring of Honor on TV. I actually saw him flip through the channels the other night. And he's a certified DDP Yoga instructor, one of the celebrity instructors, and of course the T4 show. What kind of introduction can I give to a man who can't be introduced? Stevie Richards, hello.
Hey, what's up, guys? What's going on?
Hey, brother.
Oh, we've got kind of a town hall thing going on today. We got quite a few guests, and we're going to try to keep this as organized as possible, but it might get off the rails a little bit. But before we get started, I want to talk to Stevie real quick, because being your friend on Facebook, which I apologize, you have to read my nonsense all the time.
I know you're a big fan and you like the Young Bucks Facebook page and everything. You've got their shirts and all that stuff and pro wrestling tees. You love them.
Huge fan. But, you know, you've got this program you just rolled out, and obviously you've been a physical fitness like freak for a long time. And I got to say, I saw some of your recent stuff in Ring of Honor. And you started back in 92, and I'm going to say this right now. Most of the guys who started around that era, you know, still take bookings and still do well for themselves, but none of them really look like they fit in or belong, with the young cats. And looking at you, you're one of those guys that just trained your ass off for a long time, never was a drug guy, never was a drink guy, and you're out there competing with kids that are, you know, 15, 16, 17 years younger than you, and you genuinely look like you belong. And you got the StevieRichardsOnline.com thing going on, and you're doing personal training. How do you stay motivated to stay fit? I mean, you've been around doing this for a long time now.
Well, I mean, Christina will probably speak to this too. I just came and I taught a couple classes, called a beginner class, and also DDPY burned at the Performance Center tonight, and I taught this morning. There's a great responsibility for the people that are out there that are paying really good hard-earned money, because the Performance Center and most yoga studios in general are not cheap, so we really strive to give them their money's worth. And if I'm not in the best shape of my life and Christina's not, and Christina doesn't have the nutritional information to keep up to date on, and I don't have the training stuff to keep up to date on to challenge people and also more importantly keep them safe while attaining their goals, then we do them a disservice. Now, that's just a benefit, because that's the way I always train anyway, and keep myself in the best shape that I can, because it's the service to wrestling fans, viewers, people like that. Plus, it's kind of cool that the bar is set so low for a guy 44, 45 years old that they expect me to, you know, have a drug, alcohol problem, look like crap, wear a T-shirt to the ring, and, you know, I take great pride, and all that stuff put together is what motivates me. More so the people that come in that depend on us in their fitness journey. It motivates and inspires me to meet my fitness goals too. Would you agree, Christina?
Oh, yeah. We actually just had this conversation. I feel like seeing these people every day and seeing all the positive that comes out and seeing their physical body change and mental changes and nutrition changes, like, we have to do what we can, because we're literally changing lives every single day.
That's
yeah,
really cool.
Of course, and you know, but looking at Stevie, like someone like Stevie, who's in his mid-40s and has been doing this for so long, we live in a cynical world. All of us can be guilty of that. You know, looking at you, a lot of people would be like, oh, he's 45 and he's in amazing shape. He's having some help right now. He's on something. But every morning when I wake up on Facebook I look at it, and I see Stevie Richards' gym picture. I'm waking up around 10, and Stevie's gym picture was posted about 5 hours before that. You know, you're putting in the work, and sometimes as we get older, and I've realized this myself, we find excuses for us. You know, we're comfortable. I'm making money now. I'm able to be on my own and do what I want. And that motivation to put in that extra effort sometimes gets hard to do. But, you know, Christina and Stevie can answer this question. You know, as you get older in age and you're set now, you've got a family, what's the motivation to put in that extra effort that kind of pushes you over the edge?
You first, Christina.
Of course.
Ladies first.
I think for me, just because I have a family, I think I want to set a good example for my children and my child-to-be. And I think if I live the life and walk the walk and talk the talk, that it's going to, you know, I'm transparent and all of that is going to pass on to my, you know, to my children. So for me, it's just kind of like the whole practice what you preach. And that's important to me. I mean, I am so proud of the fact that my kids are going to grow up and they're going to know how to eat right. And they're not going to have to battle with a lot of struggles that I did, you know, from poor eating habits, stuff like that. So if I regiment that, like in the spring, we'll start hiking all the time. Like, I just think it's important so that they don't have to struggle with a lot of stuff that we had to.
And Stevie, do you have
Well, my thing is that, you know, the funny part is that I take it as a compliment if somebody thinks I'm on any kind of PEDs. And as a matter of fact, in most cases with these guys, when you ask them, and you know who they are, there's guys up on bodybuilding.com and other guys, and the guys who obviously have the unattainable physiques and stuff, and you see them eating burgers and drinking beer at 1 a.m., I mean, they kind of give themselves away with that. But in my case, you know, it is obtainable to look like I do, especially with all the injuries I went through. And I'll say right here, 100%, that I've never done steroids. I've never done growth. I'm not doing either right now. And that's usually the follow-up question that most ask somebody, because they'll say I'm not on steroids, but they're on a ton of growth. I'm not on anything. I don't do anything out of the occasional pre-workout powder, you know, from Cellucor or whatever. But no, I mean, I just really have just taken pride in what I do, and it's not being braggadocious or cocky or anything, but, you know, I'm proud of it, and I'm not even done. I'm not anywhere near what I want to be. Christina always hears me. She knows I'm harder on myself, and I don't think I look all that great to begin with. I'm really working hard and to kind of like, you know, to get further than I am right now.
And as a kind of a plus to that, and as a motivation, you know, you look at guys who are in their 45s, especially guys who have been in the wrestling business for 20-some-odd years, and then you look at someone like yourself who's never touched the drugs or the steroids, you know, probably weren't a hard drinker or anything, and see the health that you're in, and see health of people your age in similar situations, and what they're going through right now. I mean, anyone can look at you and look at somebody who's had that hard road and think to myself, I want A rather than B for myself.
But most people in today's society don't. Most people love. That's the thing about DDP yoga that's great. And I'll say it, and Christina will agree, Robert, Mike, you probably agree, because you're all everybody's on social media, so they know how hard people want to see others fail. And within our community, there's the exact opposite.
Yes.
Everybody picks each other up. When you see somebody who's a first-time person at the performance center taking the workout, everybody really makes it a point to say hello to them and make them feel as comfortable as possible. And they're made to feel like they're right on the same level as everybody else and making the workout what they want to. And that's what makes it different, because we live in a society of cynical people, like you said, Mike, and people who just want to get off and feel better about themselves because other people fail. And thank God that we don't live in an ecosystem or a community that does that kind of crap.
I want to talk to Hayden real quick, but I just want to point out, like, that was a great point, Stevie, because you look at someone like you, who's obviously in great physical shape, and you look at someone like Christina, who looks, you know, great.
You're making
me
a little nervous. You're putting over my body a little too much, Mike. I'm nervous. Please. I appreciate the compliment. I have a girlfriend.
Damn it. This was my one shot, man. But no, Christina, you're in great shape, and coming into a community like this, where you guys are kind of, you know, in the forefront and focal part of the community, someone who where I was when I came in would look at like two people who look like fitness models and think, well, I don't belong here. But as soon as you actually get in the door and come into the community and see that there's so many people like you, and they don't know that Christina had a weight problem. They don't know that Christina had all those, you know, things that go on in her personal life. They just see the end result. But once you actually make your way into the community and hear the stories and how people got to this point, it makes you feel welcome and comfortable being in a group of people like that.
That's actually a really good point. We, 'cause we give a lot of tours to people, so everybody's kind of curious what this, you know, exposed brick building is, and they kind of want to check it out. And I actually, in the beginning, experienced that a lot because people would come in and be like, oh, well, I don't look like you. I can't do this. And I actually pull out, like, my before picture and kind of do a brief talk about it and then talk about some of the other things that people have overcome, injuries. What's also really cool is there's a lot of transformations that work in the building. So it's really neat when they meet Garrett or Dylan or whoever. So, yeah, you're right. People do kind of get that first impression, and they're like, oh, I can't do that. I don't look like that. But It doesn't take long for them to feel, you know, welcome and okay coming there.
No, I wanted to one of the – I don't know if you had this on your itinerary, Mike, so I wanted to throw it out there. But one of the ideas I had for putting the show together was because I get questions for modifications like every day. So, and I'm sure Hayden, you can speak to this. That's what I wanted. One of the things I wanted to talk about is what kind of questions do you guys, what are your common questions when it comes to the workouts?
Oh my gosh. We have so many questions. That's why we try to do a good job putting out modification videos, but we still get an influx. Oh man, I would have to say, Stevie would probably have some different ones since we teach different classes, but my most common injuries, are lower back, knee, and wrist. So, we do a lot, you know, and we get to know the people and we try to find out the injuries before class so that we can give them their modifications. But those are the most common, and I have to say the biggest testament to DDP Yoga is we had one of the girls who, like, her back was so bad. She had been seeing a chiropractor for, I think, like 11 years, and after 3 months of DDP Yoga, she's never gone back. She hasn't had any back problems. She's a hairdresser. She's always standing, you know, and bending over and stuff, and, like, night and day, like, it's just been incredible. But, yeah, oh, my God, I swear. There's so many modifications. There's so many things you didn't even think about. Somebody who just had Achilles surgery and, you know, somebody who just got their neck done. And I don't know. I'm sure Stevie has a bunch, too.
Yeah, it's just, you know, and Hayden, too. You know, it's just because the modifications are so important because that's what's brought them to us because of those injuries. So, you know, it's a great way to heal. You know, the beginner class being expanded to 50 minutes from 20 minutes recently, I think it's been a godsend. And having a full class of all modifications where people can learn and also see their heart rates and get a full taste of it, I think that's also something in person. You know, Dallas has a 55-minute beginner video on the app, which is it's essential. It's useful. Chair, block, dropping your knee. There's all different levels of modification. But we should explain more. You have this injury, this is the modification. We're working on it. We're getting better.
Which is kind of where the community comes in. And it's great, too, the DDP Yoga, Team DDP Yoga site. We've moved hundreds of thousands of these DVDs and app purchases. So there's so many different types of people with different problems who have started this program. And even if you guys try, there's no way to hit on every single issue somebody's having. But if you go into the DDP Yoga community, there's so many people who've experienced either the same thing you're doing or things like you to kind of work your way through the workouts as well. So it's great to go in there and kind of communicate with people and see what worked for other people when trying to figure out your own plan. I got to hit up Hayden real quick. Did you guys hear me?
Yep.
Oh, sorry. I sounded like someone was cutting out. Hayden, I know you're a musician. You're a professional musician, right?
Yep.
All right. I'll send it. You've toured for, you've done tours and you work regularly. Yes. I've worked in the music business for many years, and I did a tour, several tours with the guys from GNR working for their corporation. And when you see those guys come off stage and you know, I make a joke that there's not many like really overweight musicians, and that's not a point of you know, exclusion or anything. It's because when you're up there, you're working your ass off. That's a hell of a workout, and especially as you as a drummer who are pretty much going all night. You know, you see the boys get off the stage and they're soaked in sweat. How have you noticed your kind of game has changed, you know, since you kind of incorporated all this flexibility into your style and your lifestyle?
That's really, really easy to answer, because the first thing that I noticed was my posture changed massively. I used to slouch a lot when I played drums. So if you've ever seen Metallica play live and you've ever seen Lars Ulrich play or Dave Grohl play drums, they hunch over quite a lot. And I kind of copied that as a kid. So for a long time, I had real lumbar ache and shoulder problems. And I screwed my own neck up because I used to read music on stage as well. And my music stand was off to my left. So I was constantly looking left. And no one ever really said, like, go do yoga, go do anything. And I found EDP yoga, and within sort of, I think it was like 2 or 3 months, I was sitting straighter. I'd adjusted the height of my kit. My snare drum had risen slightly. My tom-toms had lowered. My cymbals had lowered. I wasn't reaching as much. And that starts to affect the sound I'm producing. It starts to affect my overall level of fitness, so to speak, because I can play for longer without getting too tired. The band that I'm currently with, it's just a sort of small town covers band, and we go out, but some of the places we can play, we can do 3 hours without stopping. And back in 2011 2012, there would have been no way I would have gone that long. I would have probably done an hour and a half, and then said, done, my back's killing me, I'm getting off. And now, you know, I get the end of 3 hours and I'm like, oh, are we done? Can we not do another one? Can we carry on? So it's improved everything, really.
Do you stretch before you go out there? Maybe do kind of like a little positions or something before you hit the kit?
I have never been a warm-up guy when I play drums, never.
Okay.
However, I do stretch when I get off. That's the first thing I do.
There was actually an article that I read online today about a physical therapist that told people that a lot of people are doing stretching wrong, and they should be stretching when they get, you know, after a performance or something, or sports or whatever, rather than before. I don't know if there's any merit to that, because all this kind of news changes on a daily basis. But it was an interesting read that, you know, a lot of people misunderstand the stretching aspect.
Yeah.
Of things.
I mean, I think from the drumming point of view, you read different drummers say different things. There are a lot of theories about you should do some kind of stretch before you start. You should do the...
I think we just lost Hayden.
All right.
I can't believe you hung up on him, Mike. You're so disrespectful. You're a piece of...
Robert is the DDP Radio supervillain, so that's right up his alley. We'll talk about this, because both, you know, Christina had the Body Rebooted site, like, way before things. But of course, Stevie Richards starting his training site right now. Christina, I know we're all familiar with the things you've been through. We've talked about on the show before. Did you ever foresee fitness as a career for you, or this even an option? Because, you know, you were working full time beforehand, and you kind of took time off of work to kind of reinvent yourself. Is that right?
Maybe we lost her as well.
I think Christina might have been attached to Hayden there. So.
And you stuck
anyway,
with me.
How you doing?
Stuck with me.
Survivor.
Doing fantastic. I'm on a big winning streak in Madden versus Robert. Things are going good.
Yeah. That's you. So that was not luck.
Oh, boy.
That was. I got to say that you were.
Yeah, it's weird, guys. It's just to mention it, it's like cuts off every third word right now. I don't know if it's block. I mean, they're known for their their stability and quality. So, you know, I seem so weird that it keeps cutting off. Usually it's not like that.
I think Robert's had some mic issues in the past couple weeks, so we might want to look into that for the next show. But Steve, you did Madden, the Madden Challenge, Madden Live, recently for the NFL Network, right?
Yeah, it was great. That was a bucket list title. It was my worst performance ever, and in Robert will attest that I'm much better than I showed on that show.
Well, it's got to be stressful, having the cameras on you and just having the kind of pressure to perform, knowing that there's a huge audience looking at you rather than a chill, kind of relaxed nature, just hanging in your living room type of thing.
No. There's no relaxing when I play video games. It was actually strictly, there was a lot of lag. There was a 4-second lag between the controller and the screen. They warned me about that, but it was real, real disconcerting. And plus, I actually let Adam Rank win, so that's an exclusive right here. So I'm not going to go on someone's show and completely run the score up on him. I wait till I get home to do it with Robert.
Common decency.
He did, actually. He did that earlier today.
Yeah, corner strike's coming up, Robert. That's look up the corner strike play, shotgun play, empty tray. So
he's been running the Wildcat a lot lately and then having a lot of success with that.
Of course I run the Wildcat. I love cats. So see, works out perfectly.
See, I'm completely lost because the last Madden I played was probably Madden 91. I can do the old school video games, but as Robert can attest, my knowledge.
Well, you are just Cornette, aren't you? You are such an old fogey. You're just Cornette. You're so out of touch.
Oh yeah, totally. I have a full size.
I can't wait for the next shoot interview. He's gonna bury me now. Awesome. I love it.
I have a full size arcade game in my room, and that's as far as technology as I can get. Having a joystick and two buttons. That's about as good as I get.
Yeah.
You brought up my
I'm not gonna be like Dallas where I'm taking over the interview. I'm just saying. I'm just bringing up the segue that. Did I say that out loud? I'm sorry.
No, I didn't hear anything.
Oh, I didn't? No, that was my – nobody heard that. So anyway, I was going to say about the Stevie Richards Online thing, the store has some really good workout plans that I'm putting up there. So if people want to expand outside of DDP Yoga or use something in conjunction, much like I do, with weight training, stuff like that, I'm putting up these – 15-minute workout videos that you can do with either, if you have a full gym or just have dumbbells. And also there's a resistance band workout going up there this weekend that I'm going to record. So it's really cool. I use Squarespace. So, store is really easy to put stuff up. I can have digital products, physical products, and services. And it's really been good so far. And, Robert's been a big help in getting up the brand and, doing all that kind of stuff and everything. So he's really been indispensable on that. He's my go-to guy asking as far as even just advertising stuff online with Facebook and everything today. I've been asking him a lot of questions. So it's still in the infancy. But, man, I got cats to feed. This thing has to take off.
I gotta put over the thing of the Stevie Richards Online real quick because you see somebody who's been on TV and stuff putting something over, and a lot of times people get suspect. And I looked online, and my boy Lenny Backen, I've known Lenny for a while now. He put up a side by side 4 weeks before and after. I know Lenny. I know what he looks like. I talk to him regularly. The transformation in 4 weeks is unbelievable. Working your program and working with you, it's crazy.
Yeah, and it is. He still does DDP yoga. So, we worked out a split through the online training and all that stuff to get him the benefits of both. So they work in conjunction with each other, and it really is a nice symbiotic relationship between them. And then, Lenny did all the work. I'd like to say that, hey, man, I handheld them, and I really – but when it comes down to the people at the performance center, the people in the community, the people that buy the DVDs, or even the people that I train on outside of DDPO, they all do the work. I'm just another tool to help them. But I don't lift the weights for them or make them do the vinyasas or anything like that. They do it all on their own.
Well, you heard it here first. Stevie Richards is a tool.
I am. You know what? If I was a bigger tool, I'd probably still be on TV. Ha! See? You got to be an ass. Meaning you got to be an asshole to still be there.
You need to add about 12 or 13 super kicks, and I'm telling you, you're back.
Listen, I only need one to beat somebody, so that's always my answer.
But that was a great point. The DPO works like great hand-in-hand with a workout. It can work as its own workout, but also it works great with other techniques, whether you're weightlifting or in the gym. It's great to balance the two together. And,
well, what I would say is don't use it as an auxiliary workout. Use it as the foundation so you can do everything you love to do physically. That's the way I look at it. It's an essential product to help you be efficient and be able to perform within, here comes my catch, you can open up doors. So, you know, it helps you do everything that you ever want to do physically. So don't treat it like people treat like abs after their weight workout. You know, treat it as it's a full essential thing to help you do everything else. That's okay. I mean, Mia just came in. She was curious. My little kid.
I don't know if you heard, but we've got Christina back on the line.
Yes,
I was buying you time, Christina. It's all you now. Go ahead.
And I was actually going to bring this up in conjunction with both Stevie and Christina. And we talked about Stevie being a tool. And but it's true. When someone like who's not familiar with the gym setting and doesn't have a lifetime of fitness history behind them, having a tool like Stevie Richards or like a Christina Russell to kind of go to and help them kind of bring everything, you know, the knowledge together and kind of get a feel for what I'm supposed to do. Because when I first started, you know, getting, you know, any kind of healthy or fit or anything, I had no idea what I was doing. And that guy that's like helping me along, despite me doing the work, having someone kind of lean the way and smarten me up a little bit was a huge, huge help.
I mean, we try to do what we can. I mean, I feel like we're there to share our knowledge, you know, to help other people. So I tend to take on a lot of the nutrition stuff, but I feel like, you know, Stevie's really good at that too. That's one of my strong suits. And that's why I created that ebook not that long ago, because so many people had so many questions, and I just felt like all the information out there, like, it's just like you said, you don't know where to start. You don't know what's right and what's not right. So I wanted to create something like that anybody could understand and kind of just break it down to the grassroots and the, you know, the bare basics. And I don't know, hopefully it's helping. We try.
And I gotta talk about the app real quick, because I know, you know, Stevie and Christina and everyone has been working so hard on this. And Hayden, I know you're in on working regularly on the DDPYOGA app over in the UK. But this is such a brilliant idea, first of all. When I started DDPYOGA, you know, years ago, the only kind of meeting point we had as a DDPYOGA community was probably Robert, Sparky, Dave, Orth, and I kind of milling around on the DDPYOGA chat every once in a while. And having been doing DDPYOGA so long, as much as I loved it and put it over immensely, it got to a point where I was doing the DVDs so much that I could anticipate what's coming up and recite what's going to be next. So I actually went on my own and started doing my own freestyle workouts. And the app not only reinvented the workout for me, it made it so that you can put out content on demand, and I can get different points of view, like do a workout with Christina or Stevie or Dylan, and all these people kind of sharing a different experience with the same kind of product, which is going to have a much more longevity than just putting out a DVD every few years. It's an amazing concept.
Yeah, we've been pretty happy with it. I think the biggest response is like, because you know, the library of workouts will continue to grow. So, I mean, the biggest thing is like, oh, wow, I did something totally new, exactly what you said. You know, they didn't know what was coming next. It was new and it was exciting and it was challenging and it was different. And it's kind of cool because as Dallas kind of transforms and changes the program, everybody gets to see that now. So instead of being like, it used to be you go to a retreat or a workshop and then you see Dallas teach and it's like completely different from the DVDs. Now you can kind of be and go along with it. And we're trying to do more modification stuff. We're trying to do 20-minute, 30-minute, 60-minute, like something for everybody. So I love the concept. I think it's great. And throwing in the cooking show and, you know, the tracker and all that other stuff is really just a bonus on top of it.
As you guys probably know from working with Dallas, all of you have worked with him so much. He can be kind of an ADD kind of, oh, I want that, and kind of like really get excited about something. And it's a vehicle that he can kind of get his ideas out there too, and you guys can get your ideas out there without having to go through the process of a long production period and print out DVDs. And, you know, the ideas that kind of flow off all of your heads can kind of make it to the audience in a much shorter amount of time.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Talk a little slower so I can write this down. So Mike Mullins is burying Dallas on the radio show. I got it. Just in case I forget it, go ahead. What was that?
No, but I'm sure you know that Dallas is an idea guy and has a lot of ideas flowing all the time. And it's a great way to get that content out there in a quick pace.
Yeah, the turnaround time, literally from the time Dallas is like, hey, I want to film this, and then the guys film it, edit it, colorize the audio, and then they get it out there within a couple days is, like, insane to me. But, I mean, that's the new wave. That's, you know, what's next and what's missing from the fitness industry, I think.
Yeah, when we...
Yeah, Roberts.
Yeah. What's that?
You're having all kinds of audio problem on your end, man. Do you guys get that too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, man, what the hell's going on?
I can hear you fine now.
Yeah, he kind of comes in and out, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, we're just kind of flying off the cuff here. So we've dropped Christina and Hayden. We've half lost Robert. It's basically GDP Radio Survivor at this point. Like, who will survive?
No, we're here.
I know. I mean, you're back. I'm just kidding. I'm just
okay.
By the way, Mike's going. He could just pretty much just talk the whole way through anyway, so he's doing great.
I have nothing to say. I have not, no.
That's a shock. My
girlfriend will literally lock me in my room, in my own like man room. It's just like I need just like an hour. She deserves a medal.
I think she is up for sainthood. I really believe that.
Most of my friends think she gets like a kickback from the government, like an equal opportunity thing. Like, give this guy a little love and we'll throw you some cash on the side.
Thing. Yeah. Right.
But speaking of my home life and stuff, I got to talk about this because we can't talk to Stevie Richards and not mention his cats because they've become like web superstars. What got you into cats? Like, where did you like decide like I'm like this cat person now? Like it's like amazing because they took on their own kind of celebrity.
Well, I've always loved cats. I mean, but it's just. At a point in my life, I guess, I don't know. I mean, I just never imagined a time in my life where I wasn't a cat lover. And it's just, they have unique personalities. They have their own little thing. They have their routines. You know, Christina can attest to this probably because I literally have to baby-proof the house because the cats know how to open up doors. They can get into the cabinet and get their treats. They don't even have to ask for them anymore. They can open a refrigerator. They can do all these things without any kind of help, which basically now scares me because they can get into a lot of trouble or get into stuff that they can't get into. So, yeah, Mia was an FIV-positive cat when we adopted her at 5 weeks. Odin is a one-eyed cat. That's why we named him Odin. And they both have unique stories. Thank God Mia tested out. She's not FIV-positive anymore, but we'd still love her the same even if she did. And they're just great cats. I mean, if you're wondering why I get up so early for the gym, they're probably a big reason why, too. They demand to be fed at 4 a.m., so that there I am. And when you're a cat owner, you're not a cat owner. The cats are the owners, and you're the pet. And Christina has cats. She understands.
Yeah. It's more...
He used to video everything with his cats. Like, I don't think we used to believe him. He's like, no, look, they're opening the door. They're doing this, so... He's not blowing smoke up, you know. He's got some really talented cats.
Mm-hmm. And all joking aside, you've done a campaign for animal rights and had a photo shoot done. How did that come about, and what's your involvement in that organization?
It was Show Your Soft Side, based out of Baltimore, but they were also in Philadelphia and everything. It was a really big campaign on billboards, subways, and everything in the Northeast. They approached me about it, so it was really cool. It was before, it was back in, I think, 2013, before I moved to Kansas and I moved here. But I still am in touch with them. I work with Angels Among Us down here in the Atlanta area. I'm a foster, so that's a really dangerous thing. They approved me for that. So me and Odin are not the end of my little herd of cats. So yeah, Robert's got 5 of them. So what are you talking about? He's the crazy cat lady, not me.
No, I've got 3.
You had 5 before.
I did have five. Yes, and then we found homes for others, and one like went psycho, and that's a whole other story.
Okay, but if that didn't happen, you would have 5. Right? All right. So you're down 2, technically, in your mind. You're down 2 right now.
And as we're sitting here, my cat, Mr. Perfect, is sitting right next to my little ginger cat, Marty, and he's wagging his tail back and forth and literally smacking Marty in the face, like, every single time he wags his tail back, and Marty's just sitting there taking it. So I love like, having a cat, and I never thought I'd be, like, a person or even a pet owner, and Katie kind of convinced me a while back. We got 2 cats, a little kitten, and my big fat Mr. Perfect full grown cat, and the kitten actually, when we got him, he was really, really sick, and we didn't realize at the time the animal shelter had cleared him to go, and he was actually really sick and didn't last long. It was pretty sad, but as we got Mr. Perfect and Katie kind of convinced me to get one, I fell in love with him, and I love him more than most people in my life. It's an amazing how like these cats kind of like get into your soul and just become like a part of a family like that.
Mm-hmm.
No
and, we got to talk about this real quick because I don't know if you're going to be there, Stevie or Christina, or if any of the crew is going, but we just recently announced the WrestleMania weekend. Dallas is going to be in Dallas doing a DDP Yoga WrestleMania workshop. And for some reason, I don't really haven't put my finger on it yet, but there seems to be some weird crossover between wrestling fans and DDP Yoga people. There's a lot of them around here. We got that workshop coming up, WrestleMania weekend in Dallas, and Dallas is going to be taken over by the whole, spectacle of it all, and they always take over the city. Are you guys going to be down there for that, or is that going to be D alone?
Yeah, Stevie, you're handing out flyers, aren't you?
I will not be there.
We have too many classes, and I have a center to run. Plus, I'll be way too pregnant by then. But
yeah.
I do know a lot of people within the community are going. I've heard a lot of great feedback and people that are headed that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got some deal Sunday night in the area, but other than that, I'm not really going to be around.
Okay, so you're going to be in the vicinity on Sunday night?
What's that? Yeah.
So
maybe.
You are going to be in the vicinity. And Dallas does a lot of these workshops and stuff. Is there going to be a chance where, you guys start branching out and doing, like, how, like, a lot of times in wrestling they'll do the A, B, all different kind of shows in different towns.
So we're the B team, huh? Right?
Yeah,
no. Is that what you just said?
You're the A team.
Screw you. We're going on the P90X podcast. See you later.
God,
I'm digging myself.
Move on, Michael.
No, but for real, do you guys see a point where you guys start branching off and
We are up to what now, Christina? Almost 20 classes a week. So we have too many classes at the Performance Center, which is amazing. We're totally fine with it, but that tethers us to staying there for the classes.
I think the original plan was actually that Stevie and I were going to do that, but I don't think Dallas was anticipating everything, pretty much, I mean, like, between not only the group workouts, but all the app filmings, all the cooking shows, like, everything that we do, he's exactly right. We're just so tethered that I don't think that's going to happen for a while.
Okay.
I mean, if you want, we can always, you know, I mean, if there's, you know, you want us to visit any B-towns, like, somewhere up in the corner of Nova Scotia for a 3 p.m. Sunday show or something.
Yeah, maybe you can throw them some scraps, Mike.
Yeah. I mean, maybe the sea crew, like, we can have Garrett and Dylan and some of the production people start teaching workshops. What do you think?
I'm not living that down anymore.
I mean, we don't want to be, you know, I mean, God, we can't go up there with the A guy and do the pay-per-view, you know?
Back in the 80s, called the B team? Yeah, me neither.
Hey, Stevie, we'll get matching shirts that say the B team, and we'll just...
I swear, yeah.
As I was speaking those words faster than my mind could think, as I'm saying them, I'm like, oh, this is going to end badly. This is not how I wanted it to come out.
Hey, I'm tweeting right now, at Nick Jackson, Mike Mullen says hello. There we go. Got it. Done. He'll appreciate the reaching out to him.
Anyway... Oh, I'm not living that one down anytime soon.
No,
you're not.
Honestly, you know, the Performance Center is going well. I mean, I'm seeing the workouts, the live workouts, and there's always people there. I mean, it's taken off. It's doing really well for itself, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm quite proud of what we've done with very little money for any kind of marketing. We've done two little magazine ads. I mean, not only are we growing just from, like, word of the mouth in the community, but our retention rate is through the roof. It's ridiculous. So it's really grown to kind of like your neighborhood gym, you know, and everybody gets to know each other and people are hanging out outside of it. And, you know, you get them in there and you see them all talking beforehand. It's a really cool thing that's happening.
It's also become kind of a tourist destination, too. Like, people are coming, like, from far away just to visit the Performance Center, which is pretty awesome because I see people all the time on Facebook. I'm coming to the Performance Center.
Not as much as you think, man. She's right. It's much more of a neighborhood. We're ingrained in the community. And, you know, people know, just like DDP Yoga, people can tell when you're just a number, like at Planet Fitness or other gyms and stuff like that. And when people really actually give a damn and care like we do. We really care about people. And, you know, no, it's been much more. I mean, you get your occasional ones, but, no, we have a loyal member base that comes. We warn them not to overtrain and come too much. They come every single day, sometimes multiple times a day. It's very much the opposite of what we thought it was going to be.
Oh, wow, which is great, too, because that's going to keep a constant flow of people. Eventually, you know, nobody can travel for the rest of their lives, but when you're so involved in the community, and I know you guys have a relationship with the mayor down there, and you become a staple of the Smyrna area, and, you know, that constant flow of people that you become a part of their daily life is going to make this thing kind of last longer.
Yeah, we're not going anywhere. We're not going anywhere, Ty. That building is not going anywhere except for the fact that, in my bold prediction, we've already started to grow out of it, which is the greatest problem to have. We've already started to grow out of it, and we need more space. And that's just how big the company's getting all the time.
Yeah, I agree.
That's amazing. And to start that kind of from scratch, that building, there was no, you know, there was no blueprint of how you kind of evolve this program like this. Like, you guys went to uncharted territory. I mean, just to kind of build this whole performance center / production facility. And I know Christina, you know, you manage so much down there and you're such a huge part of that building. I mean, just to see it kind of go where it's gone, it's got to be gratifying.
Yeah, like I said, I'm pretty proud of it. And the crew we have there is amazing. And, you know, the new people we brought in really embrace the program and the community. So, you know, we keep going like this. We're sitting pretty good.
Hey, do we still have Hayden on the line?
Yeah, he's here.
Yeah. Oh, I thought he dropped off. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry, Hayden. We've been talking all this time. Damn. I'm sorry.
I want to ask, because, you know, you guys are right in the mix there, Stevie and Christina. Like, Hayden, from an outsider point of view, who's been to the workshop, you know, the Performance Center for the past couple of days. What's your review of everything going on there?
Pretty mind-blowing, to be honest. It's an incredible center. It looks amazing. I was lucky enough to be part of the live workout last night, and that was a great experience all around, whether you were actually in the crowd taking part or whether you, like me, I was doing the modifications on stage. It was really something special to be there for that. And the big thing is, I mean, I'm an instructor from the UK. I've jumped on a plane to go and see everybody and go and check out what's going on. And I encourage everyone to do the same thing. Get down there, go and have a look what's happening, because it's incredible. It's just, well, I keep saying it, mind-blowing. I think I walk around mouth open most of the day. And that's not because I'm catching flies. It's great.
And I know you guys have a really hard-working group of guys and girls working over there. And one of your boys, one of the DDP Yoga's own, Dylan, who's a little laid up right now, is reading up on Facebook. So we definitely want to send some get-well wishes to Dylan. I know he works his ass off down there and is a good dude, too. And on the other end of things, Stevie, what is the status
wow,
of...
Poor, you know, this poor kid's been in the hospital for 2 days, and you just gloss over it like that? Wow.
I thought you were
going to
ask the question.
Molly,
I didn't know if it
using,
was...
Using
was
that poor kid as a segue. I can't believe you.
I didn't know if
God.
It was like... It was good like,
luck editing this.
Radio
yeah,
professional
tapping.
My
you know, final tapping. You're just like... You know, you treated them like it was just like the weather on the news. Like oh, it's still on. Like it was the, you know, the fluff piece. What do you got? Come
I
on.
Didn't,
go,
I, didn't
go,
know, I didn't know. I didn't know if we were going there, if it's kind of kayfabe, or what's going on here, or if we could really indulge in it. But obviously,
if it's
like,
kayfabe,
going...
then why would you bring it up in the first place, man? Come on.
Yeah, we can. Yeah.
Oh boy.
Oh my God, Mike! I'm so sorry.
I'm editing this entire show, and you guys are just going to be like, the entire show is just putting me over, like, oh my, using clips from all kinds of other stuff. But no, for real, Dylan, you know, is such a hardworking member of the crew. How's everything going? Is he feeling better?
Oh boy.
We actually didn't get the results back of any of his tests. He's unfortunately up in the hospital, but we're keeping good tabs on him. So hopefully. I don't know. Hopefully we'll get some answers soon.
Yeah, but the sex change was a complete success. So other than that, he's just resting. He's doing well.
Yeah, and as of tonight, Mike is actually our first member of DDP Radio Team B.
Well,
yeah.
I think that was always the kind of consensus anyway. So.
Well, no, it's official now. That's just what I'm saying.
I have the official title.
Yes.
DC. Jeez, this couldn't have gone any worse for me if I tried. You know, I'm getting beat up tonight.
Oh my God.
I was told before I came in here not to make the show completely ridiculous. Now I have to go out there and answer that it didn't exactly work out that way. But I was warned not to do what I do. Not to be myself.
Well, that usually
I'm sure you know what I
me.
Mean, Mike, with your girlfriend. She probably tells you the same thing.
She tells me to be Stevie Richards.
Yeah. Christina was going to say something. I'm sorry I cut her off. What were you going to say?
No, it's okay. It's better that I didn't.
Prove of you, Mike.
Well, we're about out of time. I'm tapping out. this has been the roast of Mike Mullins right here at Live.
Wait, you're done talking? Oh, my God. This is insane.
Oh, my
God. Did the internet run out of bandwidth?
apparently. Robert ran out of patience. That's where we're at right now.
Out of patience 10 minutes in. Right.
Anyways, well, thank you so much for everyone for joining us tonight. And
yeah, I appreciate everybody taking a break from their Team B duties and taking the time to join us.
Yeah, I
thought I'm glad we got to cover those modifications in depth for you tonight, Robert.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As always, you can follow Christina and Stevie at GDP Yoga B Team at Twitter. I'm just kidding.
I actually did get a DM from the Young Bucks about you, Mike Collins. They were saying, is that that goof from North Carolina who's in love with Cornette? So what should I say? Yes or no?
Tell him I said XOXO.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I want to put on the record that I didn't have any problem with the Young Bucks. I got blocked by them for a reason that I didn't know, and then got into a whole war with them, and it went like completely awry. But I honestly am not very familiar with them, like, because I haven't seen much. I hear they're talented, they're athletic. We got into a misunderstanding, and I took it personally. And
as with the rest of this show, it's probably too late to save face.
Yes. I'm just going to say goodbye. Thank you. We love you. As always, Stevie Richards Online, his new personal training program, which really is a kick-ass thing in all seriousness. I've seen people putting their results up there, and he's doing awesome with that. So definitely check out Stevie Richards Online. He's a guy you want to follow for fitness advice. And Christina Russell, as always, she's going to be working on all kinds of new videos for the DDP Yoga app and performance center regarding women who are pregnant and prenatal workouts on the app and
buy her book.
Like that.
Don't forget to plug the book.
Oh yes,
I got
the book.
Cover, Christina. I got you covered.
Thanks, man.
where can you download the ebook, Christina?
You can just go over to bodyrebooted.com and you'll see the link for the 30 days ebook.
And bodyrebooted.com and bodyrebooted on Facebook, because you post some stuff that is just like insane. Like, people think that eating healthy has to be painful. You go on Christina's page and you see all kinds of amazing healthy recipes that are so within the confines of eating healthy. So definitely check out bodyrebooted on Facebook, and she's a wealth of information for nutrition. I know when I was first moving forward with my progress, she was a really great resource to talk to about nutrition and health. So bodyrebooted.com. And Hayden is on Facebook as well. And if you're in the UK, you definitely want to check out his classes, because not only is he a swell guy, he's a really great deep yoga instructor, one of the first ones in the certification process to actually get certified. And Hayden, what's your contact for your classes over in the UK?
You know what? The easiest thing to do in Facebook is just type in DDP Yoga GB, because I think it's still stored under that. I wasn't allowed to change the name when I needed to.
Okay.
So, yeah, just type in DDP Yoga GB, and I'm there. Or you can also look me up personally if you want to hit me up for any questions. I'm always happy to talk music and DDP Yoga. It's not a problem.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on. This has been fun. I kind of need to be humbled every once in a while, so I appreciate it. Until next week, for Robert McLaren, my name is Mike Mullins. Thanks to Stevie Richards, Christina Russell, and Hayden Walton. DDP Radio is live Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern at ddpradio.com. Until then, thank you so much, and never, ever, ever give up. See you guys.
Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Oh! Into the diamond cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
This has been a presentation of DDP Yoga and Blog Talk Radio.